This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said Wednesday the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. Speaking at the Pentagon, Milley said the Taliban fighters have made gains in recent weeks, but that Afghan security forces are consolidating their gains in urban areas.
Strategic momentum appears to be sort of with the Taliban. The Afghan security forces, though, are consolidating their forces. So part of this is they're giving up district centers in order to consolidate their forces because they're taking an approach to protect the population.
The militants now control about half Afghanistan's roughly 400 districts, but none of the country's densely populated main cities. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, seizing border crossings, and encircling cities, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops all but complete. Millions more people around the world have contracted the coronavirus, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The World Health Organization says more than 3.4 million new cases of COVID-19 were confirmed around the world last week. That's an increase of 12% from the previous week. The WHO says the increased transmission is being driven by new variants, the relaxation of COVID-19 protocols, and the large number of people still susceptible to the virus despite rising vaccination rates. The largest increases were in the Western Pacific and European regions, and the countries registering the most cases were Indonesia, Britain, Brazil, India, and the U.S. However, the WHO says the number of deaths continues to decline, about 57,000 worldwide in the last week. I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit VOA News.